Okay, this is the city council meeting for the city of Bonnie Lake, date June 14th, 2022. Let's stand to salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if we were on a cruise ship, the ballast would be balanced this way. We have nobody over here, but Madam Clerk, could you call the roll for the people?
Mayor McKellen.
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Carter.
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin. Councilmember Evans.
Here.
Councilmember Bulletin. Councilmember McClellans. Councilmember Swatman.
Present.
And Councilmember Watson.
Here. And all the council members who did, who aren't present tonight did call in and that they wouldn't be.
I'll make the motion to excuse them?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. And any, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are ready, and at least we have a form if we have anything going. So that's good. Okay, let's start with agenda modifications, and we have none. And we have no announcements, appointments, or presentations tonight. And we don't have a public hearing, so we'll go straight to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. You have 5 minutes. Please, when you approach the podium, please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anybody for the good of the order?
Council Mayor, I pass Councilmember Dan Decker, I have a 2470 Street East, Bonnie Lake, Washington. The Tacoma Cascade Water Alliance, City of Tacoma, has a past and is selling contaminated water to the city of Bonnie Lake. It is known fact that the water from Tacoma Water Cascade Water Alliance agreement, the city of Tacoma, has poison in it. Councilmember Swatman was on the council when the Tacoma Water was bought through the Tacoma Water Cascade Water Alliance agreement. I was on the council at that time also. They only Councilmember Swatman by himself there. The city with its overpopulation does need water. What is the poison I refer to? Fluoride. Fluoride, this poison comes from the water the city buys from Tacoma Water, Tacoma Water Cascade Water Alliance Agreement. The fluoride in the water can be extracted. Why is the poison fluoride still in Bonnie Lake drinking water? I believe that Tacoma Water is the only water in the city of Bonnie Lake that has any fluoride in it. Leastways, that's been my understanding for the last 12 years, 14 years. I'd like to see the fluoride removed from the drinking water that is bought from the Tacoma Water Cascade Water Alliance agreement. We buy up to 4 million gallons of water from the Cascade Water Alliance. That doesn't mean that we have Tacoma Water all the time in our circulation public, but it does exist, and it would not be harmful. In fact, it would be a great wonderment that this fluoride be removed. The containers of fluoride do have skull and crossbones on them. I believe that so that people that can't read understand what's in the container. And it also says poison on it for us that can read. And I would like to see that fluoride disappear, be gone forever from the city of Bonnie Lake. What it does to children is unbelievably bad. It can reduce an IQ from 5 to 15 points. So let's say that child was born naturally to have an IQ of 100, well, that child is now an idiot. or a moron or something of that nature can't learn. But let's face it, fluoride is poison, bad for people, and it should be removed from the city of Bonnie Lake. Also, I've noticed that there is a couple of heavy metals in our water, lead and copper. Kind of like to see that copper and lead diminished to zero. Well, the copper, not so much zero, but the lead for sure. And thank you very much, Council, for your time.
All right, thank you, Mr. Decker. Anybody else with good of the order? Okay, we move to correspondence, which we have none, so we will move to committee reports. Let's start with the finance committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met this evening at 5 o'clock upstairs. We had our personnel update from Shawnee, the HR person for us. We are moving forward with applications, building inspector, assistant planner, permit technician, interviews being held for a HR manager, client, PC network specialist. That was held on the 10th. We have some upcoming separations in June. Well, quite a few. One is still to be determined as your actual date. We have several new hires as well. Three specifically May. And we have a couple of promotions as well, from promotion to a public works worker 2 and promotion to a public works 1. Both in June, and then they've had several separations as well. So there's a lot going on. The movement down. The other thing we had was a business and action items, the planning and building division. We talked about changing one of the planning members' positions back to the way it used to be. That's actually on our agenda for tonight. It would cost no money. It's basically just moving a person. That's on our consent agenda.
Oh, right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. Speaking of that, Mr. Johnstone, have we chased our new code enforcement officer away just yet?
No. Actually, she is still with us and doing a great job. So we're really pleased with how things are going there.
That's good to hear. Okay, Public Safety Committee, please.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Public Safety met tonight at 3:30 upstairs on the second floor. We reviewed the police fees. AB 2281 and move that to consent agenda. We also reviewed AB 2286, which was an interlocal agreement with the school district for extension of our SRO for 1 year. Due to COVID, the contracts didn't align with the city of Sumner, so no additional cost or anything, just matching everything up with that. And then we had a presentation and a discussion and moved forward also to our consent agenda, AB 2294. Which is a code revision to match with the state law about open weapons during council and court proceedings. We had a discussion from the police chief on grants that are being requested from the federal government for additional officers. We had a discussion on active shooters, on the public safety building to move after fire moves out, and then we had an approval of our minutes and we adjourned.
All right, thank you, Councilmember Evans. My understanding of the SRO is completely different. What does SRO stand for?
School Resource Officer.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Community Development. I did go out of order with that. Sorry, Councilmember.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Community Development Committee did meet on June 7th, 5 o'clock. We have, public is invited. We have several items of action that we move forward. One of them would be the ordinance for the Land Use Matrix Amendment and self-storage facilities. That'll be coming up to a full workshop for full council information and consideration. It was recommended for approval so far from the planning agency that needs to make sure the full council weighs in on that issue. Also, a resolution for two of the data collection devices. They're quite old for the water situation now, so that's on your agenda this evening, recommended for approval. And of course, it's that time of year when we do striping and paving. Dylan, the mayor, Andrew, has always called chip seal here shortly in the winter store. Those measures were all moved forward with recommended for approval. Of note, of course, some of that includes the ball field work for parking lot four to, you know, for next year's kind of. It'll be done this year, but work that'll put us in place to open that for a boat trip. Good for minutes, and that was about the extent of our items for action that evening.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Swatman. What the neighborhood will be giving me happy phone calls.
Yes, indeed. Those are all on the. Mr. Johnstone might know the specifics of those. They rotate around.
They do rotate around every year. We do have some that get, because they have more use, they're more frequently perhaps recipients of some of this type of work. This year, the list I don't have off the top of my head, but it is inevitable that you will get a few phone calls regarding some of the chip that's been laid down. You can feel free to send them to me.
Oh, I will happily transfer the Mr. Johnstone. And yes, I will know that neighborhood probably. Okay, don't see any other reports, so let's move to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any discussion?
I'm glad I was here for something tonight.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I'm glad I was here for something tonight.
All opposed? Hearing no opposed, the consent agenda is adopted. And we have no committee or a full council issues. And we have no executive closed session. I tried to get it under 10 minutes, but I guess I had too many comments. So seeing no more business, we are adjourned.